It's time for Live and Local here at the studios at 33rd and Burt, live and local. I'm your host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for joining me. If you were looking for help for an adult that may need help, they call it adult day services, or maybe some community support services or nursing services, where do you go? Where do you turn? Well, you might want to turn to your friends at the Friendship Program. Kate Young is the executive director there, and I welcome her today.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Come a little closer there.
Absolutely.
For me.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. I want everybody to hear your voice. Appreciate you coming in today, Kate. The Friendship Program is Friendship Program, Inc., and if people are looking for information or following along on their mobile devices, friendshipprogram.com would be the place to look. There's a lot of services provided here.
Yes.
Can you give us a 5,000-foot view of what happens and how this organization works?
Yes, absolutely. So Friendship Program offers three programs. Our mission, and has been our mission for 40 years, is to provide quality aging and mental health services to adults in the Omaha area. So to meet that goal and meet that mission, we offer adult day services for adults originally 55 and older, but really we've developed into more of a multi-generational program. So it's for 19 and older. We also have
Sorry, let me stop you there.
Yeah.
How do you manage that? And what I mean is there are different needs.
Absolutely. So we develop a structured day program where we have a variety of activities offered. So really trying to meet the interests and needs of a wide range of functional levels as well as age levels. So we do everything from Tai Chi to ceramics to other social activities. We focus on health activities, exercise, stress management, anxiety management. So really looking at the whole person. And we do that throughout our agency. We are focused on whole person health. What does an individual need? And looking at not just physical health or mental health, but really looking at educational health, vocational health, spiritual health, financial health, and designing groups and opportunities to really build skills in those areas.
So who brings you your clients, or how are your clients enrolled? Do they self-enroll, or is it family members that enroll them?
Some do. So for all of our programs, you can self-refer. There's different criteria that you have to meet for those programs.
Could you give me a small example just for understanding purposes?
For our mental health programs, you have to be an adult. So in the state of Nebraska, 19 and older. You also have to be diagnosed with a severe and persistent mental illness.
Okay.
So a chronic mental health issue, such as schizophrenia or bipolar disorder. For our aging program, we really look at adults who are wanting to age in place. So we're all going to get older, whether or not we like it.
Actually, I like it because the alternative of to not aging is you're dead.
Correct.
So,
right.
Aging
we
is better.
Want people to
right.
age. Yes. And so looking at, as we age, our community changes, our neighborhood changes, family gets busy, friends get busy, people move away. And if I want to age in my own home, there's the risk of isolation and there's a risk of somebody not noticing health changes in me. So an adult day service program can provide that social outlet, that recreational outlet, and also offer services like nursing services to really help, again, the whole person health, to really look at what's going on with this person and how do we help them stay successful in the community of their choice and be as independent as possible.
You speak of that independence, so there's also transportation services and social services as well. Is it to help people navigate through like the health exchange and that type of thing?
Absolutely. So one of the biggest obstacles to successful services is actually just access. So if you look out at any research out there, what it'll say is just that actual physical getting there will be the number one barrier somebody faces. Back when we first started, we understood that. And so we have always provided transportation. In fact, people probably see our vans and buses around town with our logo on it, Friendship Program. But we provide services so that we pick somebody up from their home, bring them in for the day, and then take them home at the end of the day. So it's that door-to-door, consistent, you know who your driver is going to be. There's usually about a 10-minute window that you're waiting, and it really reduces anxiety, and it increases a sense of safety. With the social services, exactly what you said. Navigating healthcare benefits, especially as you get older, navigating Social Security is a difficult task.
The compliancy issues are massive. I'm years away from it, and I'm already afraid. I'm going to have to get a degree.
Yes, as am I. And I think a lot of people feel that way. So our social services really work well on that.
If you're looking for information, you can go to friendshipprogram.com. Again, that's friendshipprogram.com. She's Kate Young, Executive Director. Thank you so much for stopping in today. NPR programming continues now.